Amtas the first time around.
Yeah. Okay. So let's introduce the Shia. The Zechnishmas Avi Mori Yaakov Yitzchak Pinchas and Zechnishmas Daniel Shayda Mashiach Shofal. Okay. So Or Zerua, that here is question 24. Page 4 in the Chazara. Painting various rubbing and yayin shenit kareach. Take a look at the kareach and the karesh. Okay, so we know that if you have wine that got frozen, kareach, and then a guy touches it, so we said that that will not be considered yayin esach. But if it's, and it, so that's for sure. If it's nitkareish, meaning it didn't become ice, but it congealed, so it's not really a liquid anymore. Then he said he's not sure, but then he says he thinks that it's also not going to be yayin stanyenim. Then the Zerua continues and quotes the opinion of Shimon Shizuri.
Could you just key us to the packet on the page, please?
Page 11.
Packet, in which packet?
Yes. Packet test, page 11.
Oh.
Yeah? Got it?
I'll be there in a second. I'm just finding. Okay, thank you.
Okay. Now, Shimon Shizuri is quoted in the Gemara in Menachas, and he says, Yayin. So the question is, if you, the Gabi Tuma, if you touch Yayin Shemin, So the halacha is if it's mamashke, it becomes a rishon. Normally, you go from a rishon to a sheni, to a shlishi. You don't go backwards, you go forwards. It gets more calm. But by a mashke, a sheni touches a mashke, it goes back to a rishon. So Rav Shimon Shizuri says, only by yayin is a mashke, but not by shemen. So, the Rabbeinu Tam asks Akasha, what do you mean? We know that the Zayin Mashkin. Mashkin, Yain is not the only Mashkin. Shemin is also a Mashkin. Yad Shachat Dab.
Mm-hmm.
You have Zayin Mashkin. So, how could you tell me that it's only Perish Yayin Dafka. Havitrila means it's a rishon l'tuma when a shady touches it. Neshu mashke. Because Lord Minatam, the Kuli Talmuda, Chaim on the Shemin Chashiv mashke. And other things are mashke. So what is this idea that only Yayin? So that's his kasha.
Could we see it inside? Because that's where we got into trouble last time.
Yeah, it says Lukasha Lebeda Tam.
No, could we see the Rav Shimon Shizuri inside?
It's a couple of lines up. Elaimer Rav Shimon Shizuri. The first word on the line is Rav Shimon Shizuri.
No, I meant in Menachot.
Well, here it's
because that's where we got into trouble last time.
Yeah. Shimon Shizuri. This is a citation from Menachot.
Yes, I know, but we got into trouble when we worked in Menachot and we couldn't put it together.
So that's what we're doing, putting it together. El Eber of Shimon Shizuri Omer Yayin. What does that mean, Yom Yayin? Perish Yayin Dafka, Havit Chila. Yibdei Shehu Mashke.
Was it Af HaYayin or something?
No, originally it said... Originally, it said like this: "Amirim akomets rabba omer ravim bechaninam shmul halachah of shimush shazuri v'lo rokol mochin shenosh halachah like of shimush shazuri."
Do we have this? Do we have this in the packet? Because I know that we looked at it last time.
And it says, "Rameh Reb Shimon Shizuri Omer Af Hayayin, even Yayin is a mashke." Then the Gemara says, "B'chal Tan Kama Sover Yayin Lo," because the Tan Kama says other things. It doesn't say Yayin. Reb Shimon Shizuri Omer Yayin. The Reb Shimon Shizuri doesn't say Af Yayin. Yayin means only Yayin. Only Yayin, when it gets touched by a Sheni, goes back to a Rishon. Because again, that's a special din by Mashke. That's a special din by Mashke, that a Mashke, when it goes from a Sheni, so when we touch something, you'd really say it would be a Shlishi. By Mashke, it goes back to a Rishon. There's Yayin Dafka Avitchila, Mugneshu Mashke.
Rabbi Simon, can we look at it in Menachot, please?
If you want.
We got stuck last time. That's why I want to nail it this time, if you don't
No.
mind.
Okay, so if you have the
Rabbi Aaron, can you
I can
are
get
you
it up
able to
on
pop it up
I
for
can get it
us?
on Barry Line just a minute. I have a new Barry Line. I have to I hope it's like the old
Sorry,
one.
Rabbi Simon, sorry to be pushing on this, but this is the
No.
only thing that we couldn't nail down last time.
Well, Menachot Lamed,
Lamud
Lamed,
Amud
Lamed, 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 Surat Adah. Okay, we have Surat Adah. Can I share?
Can I just ask? I just want to ask Rabbi Simon something before we share. He is trying to prove that if the goy touches it when it's karush, there's no problem of maga akum, right?
Right now, but
But
he's pointing to
if it melted,
the
and then the goy touched it, then obviously it's. You've got a problem of maga akum, correct? Then it's asur.
if what?
If the goy touches it after it melts, then it's asur, correct?
Maybe.
Well, that he says, "Abal im nagah bo la'achar shechazar v'nimcha asur b'shtiyah."
Right.
That's what he's trying to prove, and now he's trying to bring a proof from. Komets Rabba, right?
Right.
So we have to
So
see if this we have to see if this Gemara bears out his theory.
right. So he's saying we're following the Shita of Shimon Shizuri.
Okay, pop it up, please, Aaron.
Okay. Just a minute. Sure. Now, where are we looking?
Yeah, keep going down.
Down. Yeah, to have Shimon Shizuri.
Keep going, keep going. Keep going, keep going, keep going. Okay.
We're at the end.
Yeah. Where he speaks about Yayin.
There's a lot of Rav Shimon ben
Yeah, I
Shizuri.
know, but there's one about Yayin. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going, keep going, keep going.
No. You sure it's on Ahmed Bet?
Oh, seconds.
That's what it said in the.
Give me a Gemara. He's going to give me a Gemara. I'll find it.
Maybe I'm an olive?
Okay, you want to try it out? Yeah, he's reading you right now. Okay. There we go. Yeah. Yeah, it's on Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph.
Okay, then that's something. Let me go out.
I think you have to go to the next one. I think you're on Lamed Amud Beit.
Yeah, so this is it. It's not a Meir Omer Shemin. The first word in the line is Shemin. Shemin Tchila L'Olam.
Well, once, can you give us Surat Adaf?
Yeah, I'm looking for that. Just a minute. Surat Adaf.
There.
Okay. What line?
No, Lamed Aleph.
Lamed Aleph?
Lamed Aleph.
Not Lamed Amud Aleph.
Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph.
Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph. Okay.
You're on the right one now.
Yeah. That's what line?
Okay, the first one on the line is Shemin, yes. Remeir Omer Shemin Tchilo.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
La'olam. Shemin is always a Rishon. Because even if Shemin would be touched by a Sheni, it goes back to be a Rishon because it is a din of a Mashke. And Mashke always goes back. Whereas everything else in Tumah goes forward. The Sheni makes a Shlishi. By Mashke, a Sheni goes back to a Rishon. So, Shemin Tchilo L'Olam V'Chachomim Omrim Af HaDvash. Reb Shimon Shizuri Omer Af HaYayin. Even Yayin.
Look, loud the Tanakam Sabr Yayin Lo.
Right. So, Shimon Shizuri. Mechlal, the Tanakam is over Yayin Lo. Aimer of Shimon Shazur Omer Yayin. The Shimon Shazuri doesn't say Afa Yayin, only Yayin. The Shimon Shazur says, So Meir says Shem Tchil Ol Olam, Omer Afa Dvash. The Shimon Shazur says, Only Yayin. So it comes out a simple pshat that Shem Shazuri is saying that only Yayin is a din mashke, and that only Yayin has a din that it goes back to a rishon. So he says, Kashal Rebbeinu Tam, the Kulu Talmud, the Kaimel of the Shem Chashim Mashke. So how can he say? In other words, he's coming to to argue with the opinion that Shemin is Tchila. And now he's Shimon Shuzur saying, no, Shemin's not Tchila, Yayin is Tchila. So, but if Yayin is touched by a Sheni, it goes back to being a Rishon. So how does that work?
So what are we seeing? A principle that there's a reversion to the original state?
A reversion to the original state applies by Mashke. So Rav Shimon Shuzur is saying, but the only thing that's Mashke is Yayin, as opposed to the other opinion that says Shemin and other things.
Okay.
So Rabbi Natan asks Akasha in the next paragraph. He says, in Kula Talmuda, Shemin is considered a Mashke. So how could Rav Shimon Shuzur say only Yayin? That's the question. That's the question.
But the proof is, Rav, that the Or Zarua is trying to work is that if it melts, if the congealed yayin melts, then it goes back to its original state. Is that the argument?
Yeah, because yayin is a mashka when it's melted. But now he wants to say, but now he's asking, but how could it be that yayin is the only mashka? That doesn't make sense. How can a Shimon Shuzuri say mashke, not afa yayin, but yayin, which is only yayin? So how could that be? So that, in the next paragraph, Rabbi Natan is going to give a new pshat to the sugya. Rabbi Shimshon, the first word on the line, on page 11, on the left side, is Bratla Daita Mekasa Rabbeinu Shimshon Zatzal. The he that comes Rabba Iri B'shem Udvash V'yayin Shenikrushu V'dibochu. Now the pshat that they're not, that Shemin is not a mashke, that's when it's Nikrash. That's when it's Nikrash. And the chiddush is by Shemin and Dvash, if it was Nikrash, and even if afterwards it melted, it's still not Mashke. Wow. So to that, Rav Shimon Shuzuri says, but by Yayin, that was Nikrash and then melts, that would be a Mashke. Hiltach Halim, Rav Shimon Shuzuri, Shemin, Dvash, Afal Pich, Achotzer, V'nibokhu, Habe Ochel. Even after they Nibokhu. Aval yayin kishechazar v'nimoach is bei mishumaga dehavi mashke. V'halacha kiv shimon shizuri kishechazar hayayin v'nimoach havi mashke.
Aval kolz man shehu karush lo havei lo ochel
v'lo mashke.
Ah, and then hilchach ba'od shehu karush leit bei mishumaga goy lo osro b'shtia.
But say it's Nikrash, but your mindset is on that it's going to be Nimoach, even though it wasn't Nimoach yet. So you see that when Rav Shimon Shuzuri is referring to Mashke, that only Yayin is Mashke, that means that Yayin will be the only thing that anything else that's Nikrash remains not mashke, even if after it's nimoach. Yayin, once it's nimoach, even though when it's not nimoach, it's not a mashke, but those, the unique characteristic of yayin is that after it's nimoach, it goes back to the status of mashke. So that's unique. In other words, you can't say that it's unique, that it's the only mashke, because that's not true. Yad shachadam. All those other things are mashke also. So the chiddush is all those things are mashke if they weren't nikrash. But so that's a chiddush. That even
is the main chiddush. Is the main chiddush not so much that it goes back to being becoming asur if the goy touches it, but rather that when it's nikrash, that it's asur. If the shemen is nikrash, then what happens?
If the shemen is nikrash, so now it's not a mashke. And even if it's mimoach, it's not a mashke. This is all within the sheet of shemen shizuri.
Yes, yes. So once it's nikrash, it's no longer a mashke.
Even if it's nimoach.
Even if it's nimoach.
Except for yayin.
Mm-hmm.
Which is interesting. In other words, why that chiluk? It's an interesting idea that it's an interesting distinction.
So somehow, what when it says when Rav Shimon Shuzuri says yayin is a mashke, it means it reverts to being a mashke. It retains more of its mashke qualities.
You mean than, if it was nimoach?
If it was nimoach, yes.
Right. That's a fascinating thing.
So what's the svara here?
What's the svara? I guess mash, in other words, maybe the word is, we know that, yeah, you know, I was making Kiddush this Shabbos morning. So usually, so I make Kiddush, come home from shul like 9:15, make Kiddush. And so then had some mizonos, right? And then usually I take some water or something to wash it down. But I didn't take water. It's a question whether you make a shahakol on the water after you made a bar piagofen on the yain.
Did you have herring?
So usually I have herring. But since it was the first Shabbos after Pesach, and basically we didn't have any, I was interested in buying chametz after, and I wasn't thinking about the herring. I didn't have, or at least I didn't think I had herring, or if I had herring, I thought it would be stale by now. So I didn't have herring for all intents and purposes. So then I just said, I'm not gonna drink anything, because if I drink something, I have a suffix whether I make a shahakol, because yayin is poter. Call me a mashke. But if I would have had a herring, then I can make a shahakol, because herring is not a mashke, but it's a vada shahakol, and then that wouldn't have been pottered by the yayin. So what's the word? In other words, even though we have zayin mashkim, but apparently yayin is the most koshev of the mashkim. And therefore, to be mafkia, the din of yayin, from the din mashke, is not as easy. So therefore, if it's nimoach, then you can't call it a mashke. If it's nikrash, you can't call it a mashke, because lemaisa, it's not a mashke. But once it goes back, since it's the most chosh of a mashke, the most inborn mashke, so then once it'll get to its form, it's always going to go back to what it was. But the shemen, the yayin, the shemen, the cholav, all these other things are mashke if they were not converted into something else. So therefore, that's the Kiddush, but because there are secondary mashkes. But the yain is the ikur mashke, so it's easier to be able to bring it back to what it really is, because that's the inherent nature of yain is a mashke. So it'll always be pulled back into what pristine form it is as a mashke, provided that it's nibolach. Mashke ain came the other things on that.
So if you have milk and it touches a davar tame, then it becomes a rishon, correct?
Right.
But if you freeze the milk, or you know whatever you do, or the honey, and then something tame touches it, it's not tame. And
well,
then
it could be.
It's tame, but it's a sheni, right?
Yes.
And then if it melts and it touches something tame, then it's again only a sheni latuma.
Yeah, maybe. But not a rishon. So that's
oh, so it's
point.
maybe not
but,
a,
he,
it's
but the
maybe
thing that
not
he
even
wants
a
to
sheni.
prove here is Magagoy, because this is Piskei Avod Zara. So Magagoy is will it's a kula and a chumra. It's a kula that if you freeze the wine or congeal the wine, it's not wine. But it's also a chumra that once you melt it again, it's going to be wine again. Because you could have said that no, maybe it loses the din wine, just like the other mashke lose the din mashke even after they melt. So this doesn't.
And this, according to the Or Zaruah, is both for freezing and for nikrash.
Right, because in the beginning he wasn't sure, and then he says that he thinks that it should be the same. Okay.
Does he give any indication how he decides that?
And that's what I did. After I finished making Kiddush, I said I better prepare for Shia now. So because right before Shabbos, I usually have my Chumash packet in my office and I forgot to bring it. So right before Shabbos, I reminded myself. So I went to the office, I got my packet. I said, once I'm in the bag, I should bring the Or Zaruah home with me also, because I need to prepare for this Or Zaruah. So the first thing after, so usually what I do Shabbos morning after Kiddush is I prepare for my Wednesday night shiur and the Chumash shiur, HaChazer. But there wasn't this week, we're not starting the Wednesday night shiur till the next Wednesday.
So it's interesting in that paragraph that you've marked, Hinei Pirashnu, the Yain Shinit Karach, Ein Bo Mishum Magagoy Leosro Bishtia, Ela Mutar Bishtia. Even if it melts, I assume.
Yeah.
Is that correct? Because then he says, Vala Yain Shinit Karesh Lo Yadana Mai Idun Bei.
Right, the Yain Shinit Karech Ein Bo Mishum Magagoy Leosro Bishtia. Right, Mutar Bishtia. Vala Yain Shinit Karesh, also I don't know. Because at that point he's saying that maybe when it's the Karesh, it's still Yain. It was maybe only when it became ice is it not Yain. But in the Karesh, maybe it could still. So he says, no, at the end of the day, the Karesh is the same.
But wait, so he says, Aval Imnagabo, so he says, Imnagabo calls Manchu Karush, okay? He says, then that's not Asur. אבל אם נגע בו לאחר שחזר ונמחה אסור בשתייה. Right, so this is with Karush. But why with Nitkareach, if it melts?
If what melts?
If the frozen wine melts, where does he deal with that?
That's what he deals on the left side. Well, at this point, It's all about, is it frozen or not frozen? Is it Korea or not Korea? But this idea that he has, that once it's the Koresh,
No,
it
but
doesn't
frozen
revert back.
oiled. It Koresh is.
It's congealed.
But on the left side, he's talking about Karush, which is congealed, not
Right. So
frozen.
he's saying the Kiddush is that something that's congealed is not a mashke. And even if it melts, it's not a mashke, except for Yayin.
Right. I'm talking only Yayin.
Yeah.
But what happens if Yayin is frozen and then melts? Does he deal with that?
I think he would say the same thing. I think it's Pashut that that would be mashke. Because he says it even by Niskaresh, so certainly by Niskareach. I think he would say the same. He doesn't speak about it explicitly because he doesn't deal with it anymore. Once he decided that there's no difference between the two, he doesn't come back to that point.
I don't
Okay.
know if it's a Kal Vachomer that frozen would be the same as Karush, because Karush is less, it's not as hard as frozen.
Right, you could say that, but I just think.
But he doesn't seem to make a difference. He once he's saying Karush and Nitkareach interchangeably now.
Right. So then once he decided that, then he doesn't come back to that discussion anymore, because I think that was settled in his mind. Okay, so that is the Or Zeruah. So I think to use your phraseology, I think we nailed it down.
Yes, thank you very much. I know you put in work on it. We appreciate it.
Yeah, no, it's good that I I made sure on Shabbos. Even though state ain't going to work on Saturday, but you can learn an Or Zeruah. Okay, so let's go now to 25. Oh, we're up to, we did all that. We're up to, yeah, so now we're up to, we're really up to 30. So we did 30. Take Kiddush Rebbe Chalabi and Abdullah Me'atz, right, he gleedu. I miss Lido. I you know, question 29, I misspelled it. I wrote Higdilu, it's Higlidu. And the Kiddush of the Ragachavar is against Rav Moshe Bick. Rav Bick, Zatzal, my wife's uncle. And Rav Aaron always points out that Rav Parnas was very close with Rav Moshe Bick. These are all the people, those days in the Bronx. Rav Bick lived in the Bronx. And then he moved to Borough Park.
And that's when Rabbi Parnas moved to Borough.
Yeah, right, yeah. And that's Rabbi Yagid used to be his next door neighbor in Borough Park. So Rav Bick was a big Paisik, and he has a nephew who's around in the
Ezra.
So Rav Ezra is Rav Moshe Bick's brother's son. We're related to Rav Moshe Bick from Rav Bick's wife. Rav Bick's wife last name was Bald, B-A-L-D. So my wife's grandmother's father was a Bald, and his sister was married to Rav Moshe Bick. And according to Rabbi Parnas, listen to this. According to Rabbi Parnas, when Rav Moshe Bick was getting married in the old days there, what was it, the 20s and 30s, whatever it was, there were only three women in all of New York that were willing to cover their hair. And she was one of them. That's a very interesting piece of information. It's a big stark. A lot of people, wives did not cover their hair in those in that kufa. Even people of even rabbinic stature, wives who didn't cover their hair. But rabbik was not with rabbik. You know, rabbik was this. I guess it made it easier for shiduchim if you're only going to choose for those three. So you have an easier way. Okay. And then you have the Gemara Menachos of Dam Shehikfe. The Dam congealed. What's the star for Dam purposes? Hikfe Sadam. That's the Gemara in Chulin. So the Rugged Shaver uses these sources. To both, let's find out what page was the Rugged Shaver on again. Was it a supplement? Supplement tests.
A or B? I think there's A and B.
Yeah, there's A and B. It's not simple here. That's right. There's A and B. That's right. Rivard, you're right. Well, you know, we can look at B because B has the nice printing. So page 5 in supplement B. And this is the nice printing of the Tshuva that he wrote to Rabik. You see, but if you have this thing, you don't have Rabik's question. You only have the Rabbit Shaver's response. The reason why we have the question also, because this Sefer Pri Chaim, which is a supplement test, is Rav Moshe Bick's son-in-law, the Tenkerov's son, Chaim Loza Friedman. So he wrote a Sefer on Mikvos. So the Sefer on Mikvos, he quotes his father-in-law's question, and the Rugged Shaver's response. So that's page 7 and 8. Yes. But if you have the published version, they don't tell you the question. They only, you know, you can figure out the question, but you don't get the whole geschmack of what the shoyel, you know. I mean, Igros Moshe also, you don't see any of the questions. And you can figure out what the question more or less was, but the questions are not published in the in the tshuva. So he says here on page 5, Kibalti b'chtavo. It's interesting that they were writing. If you see, Rabik was the Rav Shaver, page 7, whole New York, America. And that was which year was that? The Tuf Reish Tzadi Dalet. So what year was Tuf Reish Tzadi Dalet?
34.
So I assume Rav Bick was in the Bronx then. Unless, yeah, I guess so. And he was in the Vinsk. So it's interesting, that's who he asked the Shiloh to. So he says, "Hachdei shomayim shuvim huglu huzruk machshol shavon al yikem kam tumu machshol shatzor shul yom ma'isim bnei adam." Chinim nimshach. Yeah. So he says, "Here, yeah, keep going." On the next page. On page 7, it says, "V'chein rakim nigdol du be'atzma." That's the chiddush of the Rugged Shaver. That was that's what the Shach says, that it got frozen from the cold. So Rav Moshe,
yeah, except
said, doesn't mean
we just we it's the chef was talking about how it got cold.
Right, exactly. But
They didn't have ice machines,
right,
presumably.
exactly. So that's what Rav Moshe Bick said. That's what Rav Moshe Bick said. But the Rogatchover wants to make a halacha out of it, that it has to be Biglo Dumeatzman. And he quotes from the Gemara in Menachos, Hikves Adav Ochlo. And the Gemara says, Lo kasha kancha hikva b'or, kandav she hikva b'chama. That if it was congealed because of fire, so then it loses its status of dam, dinah chayiv. But it's hikva b'chama, so the Rogatchover understood chama means that because it was just laying out there in the sun. So you could say chama could also mean when you brought it outside and brought it in the sun. But the Rogatchover understands chama that it was happened to be laying in the sun, so there was no maisa. So that's why that's not called dam shehikfa that loses the status of dam. Only in the fire. Simple pshat means the difference between the fire and the sun. But the Rogatchover is saying it's not only that. It's the fire means you put it on the fire. How is it going to get to the fire? You put it on the fire. In contrast to the sun, means it was just laying out there in the sun.
So if it goes into the fire, then what is the din?
So if it goes on the fire, then it's then you potter.
Well, can you just set up the whole case if you don't mind, please?
In other words, dam shebishlo is usually not chayiv for dam, right? So, but the Gemara makes a distinction whether how is the bishlo taking place? Was it taking place through fire or through the sun? What caused it to?
Right. And if it's in fire, then what's the din?
Then you potter if you eat the dung. So the Rogatchover says that the concept of fire is not just is because you did an action. What do you mean the fire? Where was the fire? You put it on the fire. In the chama, the Rogatchover says it just means you left it outside, outdoors. It got hot with the fire. You don't have to see. That's how he learns, and that's who he's bringing Uriah. That there's a difference that the concept of nishtana for like shuvim shehiglidu, we learn out from the same concept of dam shehukva, congealed blood, that it loses its status of dam.
Right, so we couldn't, last time we did this, we couldn't line up the two cases exactly. So I remember at the end I said, and I think, and correctly, begrudgingly, you accepted that the only point from this Gemara is that you see that human interaction makes a difference.
Right, and we saw that the way we had the wrong das.
Excuse me. Yes, and it was the wrong
The
citation. But
wrong
that's
citation in
all.
the original with the
But we
rug.
couldn't work out anything more brilliant than that simple distinction.
Yeah.
Are we still staying with that simple distinction?
Yes.
Okay. We
So
weren't
that.
that happy when, well, you weren't that happy because you expected more from the Rogatchover, so you were worried that we hadn't plumbed the depths of this
And
Rogatchover.
but also the question that we had the Gemara quoted originally from the Rogatchover, the main thing was he said to look in Gemara Chul and Daf Ayin Beis. That was the main thing. What was Chul and Ayin Beis? That's what we were having difficulty. And when we looked in here, it's not Chul and Ayin Beis. It's Chul and Kuf Chof. That
Right,
was.
but we were working on the Sfora, and the most that we could develop ourselves was that there's a difference between human interaction and natural causes.
Yeah. So that
we
was
couldn't line up the dumb with the water.
Yeah, but that's what he's claiming. And therefore, the Rogachover says, you see, Reb Moshe Bick says, the reason why the Rogachover wrote it is because that was deeper, like you said, Shin, deeper acoustic behavior. You know, that was the normal thing. How else is it going to get frozen? They didn't, like you said, Rashid, they didn't have machines there back then. But you see that... you see the top of page 8 of the packet supplement test. It says, "Ki bi amav shel hashach," says Rabbik, "od lo haya hakerach hanaseh al-dei mechona." He says, "Vimdaito de dafka hanaseh al-dei mechor kosher v'kerach ha'achem pasul haya lo levar zeh beferish." But it's interesting because I don't think the Rogachover did look at the shach. But maybe he looked, well, you know, he did all the shachs in one night or something like that. But I told you, he doesn't quote anything beyond the Rambam Menosei Kalev. Shas Marashi Tosis, Rambam Menosei Kalev. And Yerushalmi, etc. That was his. And yet, he still. He said, "Well, I have every right to paskin. These are the sources that you have to know to paskin." In his mind, you don't have to know anything after the Rambam and Nosei Kalev. That means you didn't have to know the Shulchan Aruch, and you didn't have to know any of the Nosei Kalev. It was only the Rogachover could do such a thing.
Well, if you say Rambam and Nosei Kalev, then you get to the Keset Mishnah.
That's true.
But Keset Mishnah only insofar as it relates to the Rambam, I assume.
Right. There was a Keset Mishnah, but not the Shulchan Aruch. Even though
I just said that. In other words, he's only interested in the Keset Mishnah insofar as he's on the Rambam.
Right.
I assume that's what you're saying.
Yeah. But yet, you know, people ask them, you see, today no one would do such a thing. Well, you know, but the Rogachover was the Rogachover, so he could do that. No one would do that today. But you see, the Rogachover has this wealth of Bekiyas, but then he had his own pshatim in it. You know, how he understood it. Murdered. So that's 31 and 32. 33, hey, me yishchil, the mangir says, ha-shul chanach, kosher l'hakvos, v'gir says, ha-toshefta, kosher l'hakvos alof. Right. In other words, we were talking about that also. What does it mean, kosher l'hakvos? Does it mean that it becomes kosher, or does it mean that you have to put it, you know, on with? Kosher l'hakvos alof, meaning if water goes on it, then it's good. Or kosher l'hakvos means it's a kosher mikvah. Kosher l'hakvos alav would mean that it's not a kosher mikvah. It's only if it rains again. So now this previous maim shulim sheiglidu doesn't pass. Normally, gimeluvim got maim shulim that come to the mikvah before he filled it up before he saw it's going to pass. But the chiddush of shulim sheiglidu, the two possibilities, the smak says. Either now it's kosher. That's kosher l'hakvos, means the mikvah. Kosher l'hakvos alav means now that you can have water coming on top of it. And that's the dais of the smak.
Yeah, but we saw all those alternatives. We came up with these strange beings.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, so that's that.
Wait, that's all we're doing on that Tosefta?
That's the, I mean, the Shulchan Aruch, that was the question of the Lashon of the Tosefta versus the Lashon of the Shulchan. The source of it is the Tosefta, right? When the Tosefta says, Usher, let's see, in packet, supplement tests, Mifreshot Hafus. That's the way the Shulchan Aruch has it.
Well, are we in nine now?
Supplement tests. So the Shulchan Aruch has in Lamed Aleph Kasher L'Hakfos, but the Tosefta says Kasher L'Hakfos Alav. Okay. So I guess we'll pick up tomorrow, Bezushim, with the Maharam in Rutenberg.
Well, are we going to look at the different? Well, alive meant that either you have
Alav
to add
means that something
water,
else has to, additional water has to come
right?
in.
But didn't we also see that? Do you add? Either you add the new water
Either
to
it's
the.
and you can't add. Hashem has to add. It's going to rain
Yeah,
more.
okay. I
What do
don't
we
mean
get?
you add. Do we add?
Do
Oh.
we add? And then the chiddush is that even though it was shuvim, but now it was higlidu, so now it's neutral. So
Right.
now that water you
Well,
can't
no.
drink.
But we saw that there were two versions. Is it totally? Is it like nothing, but it doesn't passel a mikveh, or do you count the alav, the new water, with the shu'uvim? There were two. There were three variations.
So we discussed that.
Yeah.
Okay. Tomorrow.